Sie holen das Lamm mit Chess, Sie holen das Lamm mit Chess, von der Alef, von der Bar, von der Bar, Mischne. Yeah. Misha hoi eved o isha oi kotin. If somebody had his wife, or else an eved kenani, or else a kotin, makarin oisoi, that these were reading hallow for him. Is aloha oinin achreihem ma shein oimrim. The man, the person has to say over now, word for word, what they're saying. V'tovoloi meira, but still he'll get a curse for it. So in other words, aloha is usually, if the bar chiyuva, somebody that's mechuyiv in the mitzvah, says it, he could be made to you. You don't have to say it alone. That's called Shemeya Kaina. When somebody that's potter from the mitzvah does it, then he can't be made to you. So you have to say it alone, word for word, you have to say it alone. See, here an Eved or an Isha or Kotin is potter from saying halal. So if they want to say halal for you, really it's no good. So you have to oinin achrehim. You have to say after them, ma'ashen oinin, what they are saying. Of a still, but tovaloy meir, you get a klola for it. So Rashi learns, you get a klolo, shaloi lomad, because you didn't learn, how come you don't know how to read yourself? V'yim lomad, and if you did learn, tovaloi meiro, shemavaze es koinu lasa shluchim keilum. Like you're making fun of Hashem by making such shluchim to say hello for you, since they're potter. So it's not a nice thing to do, and if the yevid you don't know how to say hello, you're allowed to have them say it, and you say word for word, but still it's a curse that you don't know how to say yourself. Ma'ashenke nemhoye godol, makro isoi. Let's say there was a godol, like a regular shirch tzibur. He was saying halal. So the locher is, he could be, might see somebody else. Then, oina achrav haluka. The only thing you have to do is answer after him, haluka. And you don't have to say word for word, because when he says halal and you listen, hal shumeya kren, he's saying it for you. But there's no halacha, though you're supposed to say haluka, we'll soon see when. So Rashi says, oina achrav haluka, I'll call dibur. Shuwaimi, after every sentence that he says, you have to answer back, haluka. V'olchi k'toni lov m'sech t'soita. Good morning. Soita says like this, Keitzad omru Yisrael shira b'yam. How did Klai Yisrael say the Yoshir by Kriyas Yamsuf? Is ha-makris ki-godol ha-makris halol. The same way now, a godol says halol to be made to the rabbin. V'en oimim achrab haluka. Just like it says here in our Mishnah, the people have to answer back, haluka. The same way it was when Moshe said as Yoshir, that Moshe said, Oshir al Hashem. Veim Oimrim, they said also Oshir al Hashem. Moshe Omer ki go go, Veim Oimrim Oshir al Hashem. They kept on just answering back Oshir al Hashem. Almo, the Alkol, Diba, Vediba, Koma, Dionin Haluka. Same thing here also. By Halel, if every postik that the Shlech Tziba says, you answer back and say Haluka. Just like there by the Kriyas Yamsa, by the Shira, if every two words, the Kaisel answered back, Ashur Hashem, Ashur Hashem, Ashur Hashem. Here also, by Halil, there's a new Indian stamp to answer back, Halaluka. Not that you have to, but that's part of the Shira, as if to show that you're also happy about saying Halil. Mokam Shinoagul Yichbal Yichbal. Wherever the minig is to say the Pasuk over again, say it over again. Trashi Kol Pasuk or Pasuk Vinogul Kain, Mevneshiesh Parsha Shakula Kfula. Hoidu tchilo v'soif. Yoimano shloi shepomim. Kurosi ko anein anoni b'merachav ko ha-shemli, ha-shemli toivli lachsoi sovuni sovuni docha dichisani v'ili l'ishua karuina v'ishua yimin ha-shem. All these sukkim. So then you have to say over some sukkim, you say over twice. Livshot yivshot. If the meaning is only to say the posuk once, say it only once. Livorech yivorech. When the minig is to say the bracha for halal, say the bracha. The klal is hakel kiminik hamadina. Everything it's supposed to do according to the minig, how the minig is to do at that time. Whatever the minig is in your place, you have to follow the minig how we say halal. So Gemara says, Tana Rabbon, the MS omru. The MS means like it's clearly said, like that's halach, like Rashi says. Kol b'yemes halachi. Whenever the Gemara says this lashon of b'yemes omru, it was truly said, that means that's the halacha. Nobody's arguing on this. That the MS Omru, really it said Aloha is Ben Mevorach Liyoviv. The son, a kotin, could bench for his father. The Eved Mevorach Lerabbi, who did an Eved Kenani, could also bench for the Odin. The Isha Mevorachas Labaila. And an Isha, a person's wife, could bench Birchas Mozin for you. If you don't know how to bench, she could say it for you, and you Mekayim the Mitzvah. Avol Omru Chachom, but Chachom said, Tova me'eiro lo'odom, she'ishtoi u'bona mevorchin lo'i. So come a curse to you that if you're a person that you need your wife or your young children to bench for you. In other words, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, it's not a nice thing. Like, how come you're picking on them to bench for you? Why don't you know how to bench yourself? And they're not a bar chiyuva. Therefore, it's not nice to pick such people like this to bench for you. So Rashi says, Ben Mevorach Liyoviz. Birchas HaMozon Mishiegi Alechinuch. When the son comes to the age of 6 or 7, he has a chiyuv chinuch. Tichayiv Midirabonin. There's a chiyuv Midirabonin and he has to bench. But Masech Tebrochas Perek Mishimeisu Mukum Lo Kegoyin Shloi Ochal Oviv Ele Kezayis. We're talking about the father also only ate a kezayis or kibetza of bread. They have a shiurah de rabbonin. Therefore, the father also only has to bench midi rabbonin. The midi eraisa, because midi eraisa, lo mechayiv ad de adesova. Midi eraisa, you only chayiv to bench when you fill yourself up, when you have a seviyah, when you're satisfied. The yachsiv, because the pasuk says, viyachalto visovoto virachto. Hilkach, osi midi rabbonin, the mafik midi rabbonin. Since here the father did not eat kadei sevi, he didn't fill himself up, so the father only has the chiyuv to bench mid rabbonin. So therefore, since he has a son that's also mechuyev in chinuch, it's called he has a chiyuv mid rabbonin. Therefore, one the rabbonin can be meitzi another the rabbonin. Therefore, here the birchas hamosin, you don't have to say a word mila b'mila, though it's enough just to listen al shemei akreina, because you're mechuyev mid rabbonin, and your son or your wife or the eved is also mechuyev mid rabbonin. Therefore, midrabbonin could be much another midrabbonin. But still, it's not nice. Rashi, tevadai mach mishle lomadu. Like, how come you're making your wife or your evil or your child bench for you? It has to be because you yourself do not know how to bench. So you get a curse for that. Like, how come you didn't learn that you yourself don't know how to read Hebrew, don't know how to bench? But here, la halacha, though, you would be yaitse birchas amosin in these cases, where you're only mechuyiv midrabbonin, and the ben is also mechuyiv midrabbonin, so the klal is, or the rabbonin could be mighty another midrabbonin. Omar Rava said like this, Hilchaso gevirto iko lamashimo miminhogo de halilo. Our minig, the way we say halal, we can learn out from here a lot of halachis. There are a lot of halachis to learn out from the way we say halal. Sadrashi halachos gedolos miminhogo de halilo. The way we today say hallel, the vote can I see us can of course we also show you know again lanois halleluka stay pomin vola yoiter that our minig now is only to answer back halleluka 2 times and not more. For yoimim kol hallel im hanikra, and we say the whole hallel along with the shkech tibur. Like we don't just be quiet, but we also say hallel along. Ad hoydu until hoydu v'yoinen hoydu achrov. The chosen the current imoy ad ono, the yana on Hashem, Hashino, the yana atzlichano, achrov, kemoishana waisim. The way we do, after the chazan says, on Hashem Hashino, we say it after him. The yain's look at Kriya Sarishainim. This is not the way they used to do, shahayu oinim ha luko ha kol dibo kademinu masnitsin. This is not the way they did in the Mishnah's time. In the Mishnah's time, the Shliach Tzibah used to say halal and be moitzi the horabim. The rabbim did not have to say hallel by themselves. But all the Mishnah said is, you have to say there always answer back halleluka. After every pasuk or pasuk, just answer back halleluka. That's the way it used to be. But now it's not that way. Now everybody says their own hallel. According to our minig, the way we do it today, on ulamedim ma'ika kriyas hallel, kishatiknu tchila, lefi shakil chayavim bekriyosin, v'ayna kol bekiyim boyin. From the way we do it now, we're going to know what's the ikka part of Hallel, how they're masakin it, and also at times before when people were not bekiyim boy, is tiknu echod karav yachirim shemim, v'yakol oinim miksas. At the times of the Mishnah when people did not know how to say the whole Hallel, then the meaning was the Shriach Tziba would be moitzi the rabbim, and people will just answer back parts of it. The achshav, but today, shekol b'nekni yaseinu bekiyim, nowadays everybody knows how to say Hallel. The Kurinaisa Kula, everybody says hallel by themselves. Still we answer back halleluka 2 times. For Hoidu Lashem we answer after the Chazin. The Yonu Hashem is Mikanon Yecholim Lumoid Matiknu Rishonim Lanois Lemi Shein Bikim Lubikim. From our minig now we'll see that Loch is how you're supposed to do it. The people that did not know how to say hallel, and even the people that did know how to say hallel, how is it that Kona, how did the Rabbanu Masakin to go to say hallel? We'll see it from our minig now. So we're going to start like this.
Hu ama haluka the shliach tiber starts off saying haluka vehein oimrim haluka, and the tiber answers back also haluka. Trashi hu ama haluka vehein oimrim haluka mikan shemitzvah lanas haluka. That's the Gemara's lashon. Mikan shemitzvah lanas haluka. The Rashi mamash shonu noigim. Our minig now is shahamakra poiseach haluka. The shliach tiber starts off saying haluka. So after we said the bracha. Likra as a halal, then he starts off saying haluka. We are no shoyskin, and we keep quiet. We yoinim achrav haluka. We also answer back haluka. Vu shoysik, and then the shliach tiber keeps quiet. We yoinonu maschilum nikras imoy kiseder shono gomim imoy shara halal. Yeah, we don't stay along with him because we finished the rest of halal. Is lemeidem onu mikan shemitzvah lanas haluka. That's the meaning. That even the people that are Bikiyim, the first haluka, like we wait till the chazan says the first, and then we say it after him. Yeah. Right, so then, after we answer back haluka, then the shliach tzibur, who Omer, he says, halalu avdi Hashem, he starts to say halal, v'hein Omerim haluka. And then they also answer back haluka. Mikan from here at Saraya, Shimhoya Godo Makroisoi, Oinem Achrav Haluka. That if there was a Godl, if the Shliach Tzibur was a Godl, that could be Moitzi the Rabbim in case they don't know how to say Halel. So in such a case, then all we have to do is just answer back and say Haluka. Shrashi, Hu Oime Halalu Avdi Hashem, Veim Oimrim Haluka, Mikan Lemisha Godo Makro, Shoinem Achrav Haluka. Our minig is, I don't know if we don't do this today, but the minig in Rashi times was, we answer back a second time, haluka. But the rest of the halal we just say along with the shliach tzibur. If there was such a minig like that, now they had the minig after the chazan said, halalu avdi Hashem, they used to answer back haluka. So from that minig we learn out, that tiknu harishonim, that me shayna boki, if somebody did not know how to say halal, or boki v'yena gomer, or somebody knew, but he didn't want to say halal, el esemech ala makra, but the person just wanted to be semech upon the makra, is dayov lanas haluka. All you have to do is just answer back haluka, al kol dibur v'dibur. Like after every few words that he says, you have to answer back haluka. Olafikos, therefore, since at the time of the Mishnah, when the shliach tzibur used to say halal for everybody, even though now he doesn't, now everybody says their own halal, but they left this takana now that we should know how it was then. We hold on to this minig. That the first few up words of halalu avdi Hashem, we rely on what the makra, what the shliach tzibur says. All we do is just answer back haluka. Ledas takana rishena. Just remember how the first takana was. And don't forget, not to forget to know that if you want to, this was the first minig, you could do like this. The first minig was that if somebody does not know how to say halal, you just listen to the shliach tzibur, and all you have to do is after every few words, you have to answer back halaluka. Halaluka, halaluka, that's all you have to answer back. So to remember that minig, now in Rashi's times, the minig was that the shliach tzibur says this first pasuk of halalu avdi Hashem, and we answer back haluka. To remember there was such a minig that the shliach tzibur used to say the whole halal, and we would just answer back haluka. Even though now the rest of the halal we say ourselves. We just do this first word like this, the first few words, to remember the way it was. This teaches us the minig the way it used to be. No, we don't do this today. But then, Hu oimer hoidul Hashem. Then the shliach tzibur, when it comes to hoidul Hashem, he says it out loud, V'hein oimrim hoidul Hashem, and we also answer back after him hoidul Hashem kitov kidom chazdoi. Mikan from here at Saraya, she mitzvah la'anos roshei prokim. There's a mitzvah to speak out the beginning of a perek of a new inyan. The drashi hu oimer hoidu v'hein shoyskin v'yecha kachonim. When the shliach tzibur says hoidul Hashem kitov kidom chazdoi, we keep quiet, we listen to him, and when he finishes saying it, then we go on and say hoidul Hashem kitov. What's the purpose of this? Mikan from here, Sheberoshe Prokim. At the beginning of some new perek, new beginning, Tzrichin Lanas Roshe Prokim Atzmon. You have to speak out the beginning of the perek. V'loy Sagalei B'Haluka. Here, even at times of at the Mishnah, when we used to be Maitzi, listen to the Shliach Tzibur, he would say it for us, so we said all we have to do is just answer back Haluka, that alone is not enough. When it comes to the Rosh Prok in the beginning of a new Perek, you have to say the beginning of that Perek. Omiyu, Anan digamrinan kulei, we now that say the whole Hallel, leserichnan. We don't have to do it by every Perek or Perek, we don't have to do it. Elo, shebezeher ziku, this was the minig, shlatishtakach takona rishreno, lemi shena gomer. The reason why we do it at least by this pasuk of Hoidu Hashem Kitoiv, to remember that takona was at the beginning. When the takona was at the beginning, when the Shliach Tzibur said hallel for everybody, then they didn't say word for word, so all they had to do was answer back Halleluka every few words, but at the beginning of the Perek, they had to say the beginning of that Perek, or Hoidu Hashem Kitoiv, or the beginning of each Perek. He said, at that time, the Stama, they had to say, Moshe B'Lashem, or Menametzar, or Hashem Zacharonu. At the beginning of each parak, they had to say. So even though today we don't do it at each parak, because we say along every word, Rakol Ponim, Arhudu Hashem, Kitoyev, this one time, we do it to remember the way it was at that time. Itmanami, Omer Rav Chonin Bar Rova, Mitzvah L'Anas Rosh Prokim. There's a mitzvah to say the beginning of each parak. Like even at the time when the Shliach Tzibur would be the one to be mitzvah us, and we didn't have to say word for word, but at the beginning of the parak we would have to say. Vayta, Hu Aimer Ono Hashem Hoshiyano. Then the Shliach Tzibur says, Ono Hashem Hoshiyano. V'hein Aimrim, like we're quiet when he says it, and after he gets finished, we also answer back. V'hein Aimrim Ono Hashem Hoshiyano. What do we do this for? Mikan, from here we learn out. Shimhoya Koton Makroisoi. Let's say a Koton was saying hallel for you. It was Manha Mishnah, when people were not the key and people did not know how to say hallel by themselves, so they had to have somebody else say it for them. See if the person was a Godol, very good, he could be made to you. Let's say it's only a Koton saying it for you. Then Alokhri, since a Koton is Potter from the Mitzvah, and you have a key to say hallel, you can't be Yitzah from his career. So the Alokhri then is you have to say a word for word with him. So Mikan, from here we learn out the fact we say after the Shliach Tzibur, Onu Hashem Hoshino, Mikan Shemhoya Kotin, Makroisa Oinam Achrob, Mashuayma. Now this is just a remembrance that what's going to be if you have a kid or your wife saying hello for you, it's not enough just to listen to every word he says, but you have to answer back and say every word after him. So to remember this, by Onu Hashem Hoshino, that's what we do. After the Shliach Tzibur says it, we also say it back, Onu Hashem Hoshino. Rashi says, "Huaymer ona v'heim oimim achrav ona v'yein zeh miroshi prokim." This is not from the beginning of a perek, but zeh. So, what's the purpose? Why do we say this out loud after Shliach Tzibur? Is b'zeh from here achziku liyosimin? They wanted us to remember to have a sign liike takona, to remember how the takona originally was. Lemi she'soy mechala makra she'pomim she'tzarach lanas achrav kol diber b'diber shuaymer v'echi domi grein mi she'yakotin makra esgadam nafisin. In a case where you don't say hallel yourself, you rely on the Shliach Tzibur. So then in the case where the Shliach Tzibur is a Kotin, and he's saying it for you, you should know then you can't be Yitzah just listening, because he's Potter, then you have to say word for word after him. So to remember that takona, we also say like word for word after Shliach Tzibur of Onu Hashem Hoshiyano. We let him first say Onu Hashem Hoshiyano, then we answer back Onu Hashem Hoshiyano to remember such a takona. That there are some people that when they hear hallel from somebody else, from a kotem, they have to say back word for word. Right, then the next takona is, Hu oimer Onu Hashem Hatzlichano. Then the Shliach Tzibur says, Onu Hashem Hatzlichano. V'hein oimrim, and we answer back, Onu Hashem Hatzlichano. What's the purpose of this? Mikan, from here we learn out, Shimbo lichvo koifel. There's such a takon, like our Mishnah says, if you want to say psukim over twice, you let us say them out twice. So that's the limit we learn out from here. Like Onu Hashem Hatzlichano, we say twice, as if to say, you let us do it a lot of places. Shrashi, oimer Onu Hashem Hatzlichano. V'hein shremim, we listen. V'achakach, after that, oimer, then we answer back, Onu Hashem Hatzlichano. What's the purpose? Simin zeher ziko ladas. We do this, remember. Sheroitza lichbe sahalo koifel. Kemoshe zeh nichbom. If somebody wants to say the psukim over twice, he has a right to do it. Sherei shirmei akreinu. Because really here, when the Shliach Tzibur says, Onu Hashem Hatzlichano, since we're listening, we could be yoytzu, we're just listening. There's a klal of shirmei akreinu. So really, we yoytzu the fact we heard the Shliach Tzibur say it. Why do we say it over again a second time? Onu Hashem Atlichano is it come to teach us that there are psukim that you're allowed to say over twice. Sharoitzalich b'sahalo koyful kemisha zeh nichbol shoshem yoinu klukamon v'yelu shem v'yainim harezal kfeilo. Now v'chol hani mikan the kama rova mikan lekot namakria mikan shem olichbol lav davka du adin nami motzla melech ipcho. Right, another thing, sir. Weiter. Then who oime boruch habo, the shliach tzibbe says boruch habo, then oimrim b'shem Hashem. That was the minig that the shliach tzibbe said boruch habo, and by boruch habo we yoitzer by hearing it from the shliach tzibber, and all we say is just the words b'shem Hashem. There was such a minig like that. Why? The Gemara says mikan, from this minig we learn out l'shemeya koina. There's such a klal of shemeya koina. Even though we do not say the word boruch Hashem, boruch habo, how are we yoitzer the words of boruch habo? We just hear it from the shliach tzibber. We just answer back b'shem Hashem. So how are we yoitzer with boruch habo? Helamai, there's the klal of shemeya koina. That if we hear it from a person that's mechuyev, and he has in mind to be Moitzius, and we have in mind to be Yotzu with his Kriya, there's a klal of Shemeya Kriya. That's a klal of all brachas in a lot of places. So Drashi, who in the Baruch Habo, Ve'noimim B'Shem Hashem. Or the Baruch Habo, Soimchin Olav. We rely on what the Shliach Tzibber said. V'yein Oimim, Loya Tevas Atzmon, V'loy Ha'aluka. We don't answer back anything after Baruch Habo. This is not our minig. But the minig of the Gemara times was that just Baruch Habo, they didn't do anything. They just listened to the Shliach Tzibber. And they only said B'Shem Hashem. What was the purpose? What was the purpose? Mikan nilmak, here we learn how to remember the klal is L'Sheni Yedeya L'Likrois L'Elanus. Somebody does not read and not the answer back Im Shoma, if he heard it V'Chiva Libran, he had in his mind to be Yetzah the Mitzvah L'Shmoya Afal Pish L'Ona Yotza. Even though you don't answer back anything, there's the klal Shemeya Koina V'Chein L'Mispaolin B'Tzibur O Shliach Tzibur Oime Kaddish. This is Rashi's famous Shito, and the Loch is like this, that if you're in the middle of davening Shemon Esrei, you're davening Shemon Esrei quietly to yourself, and in the middle of your Shemon Esrei, you hear the way the Shliach Tzibber, you came late, and he's up to Kaddish already, or he's up to Yehesh Merabba, the Loch is, Rashi Shita is, Yishtaku, you're supposed to be quiet, stop your Tefillah, Bitfiloson, Ve'yishmu Bekavona, and listen and have in mind to be Yetzel, the Yehesh Merabba, or the Kedusha, by just listening to the Shliach Tzibber. Vrehen koinin. It's as if you're answering yourself. O geshiyigmarah kedusha yaslu tefilosim. And when the shliach tzibber finishes the kedusha yehesh merabba, then you go back to your tefila. Vehen yosed rav yudoy yigoyin ba'alochas gedolus. That's Rashi Shita, that shemeya koina, that you could be yitza, who adin kedusha yehesh merabba. If you're a place that you can't answer back, where the only places is kamat by Shimon Esrei, that's kamat the only place where you can't answer yehesh merabba. But if you're in your Shemon Esrei, then the Loch is you're supposed to just be quiet, then don't say anything, because you're not allowed to be mafsik. But Shemaya Koina you're allowed to. Tosis Shita is not like this. Tosis asks the Kashim Monashoch. If you hold Shemaya Koina by listening, it's considered as if you said it, so you'd be mafsik in the middle of Shemon Esrei, you're not allowed to be mafsik. So therefore, Tosis Shita is you're not allowed to stop to listen. Because if you stop to listen, Shemaya is Koina. It's considered like you said it out, and you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Shemon Esrei. So Tosis Shita is you're not supposed to stop. But the loch is like Rashi Shita, that even though there's a klal of Shemeya Koina, that's a mitzvah, you could be yoitzer the mitzvah. If you hear Kedusha from the Shliach Tzibber, or you hear Yehesh Merab and you just listen, you yoitzer the mitzvah. It has a din to be yoitzer. In other words, this really the chikiru, really this is the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. You declare, what's the pshat Shemeya Koina? That I hear it from him. Is it considered, the fact that I hear it, is it considered like mamash like I said it? Shemeya, when you hear it, is mamash Koina like you said it. That's the way Tosis learns. So there's what Tosis says, the Milu Shemon Esrei, if you're davening Shemon Esrei, you can't stop to listen to the Shliach Tzibber saying Kedusha, saying Borchu, or saying Yehesh Merabba. Because if you say Shemeyim, he's mamish like you're saying it, so you're not allowed to say something in Milu Shemon Esrei. However, Rashi learns that's not the pshat from Shemeya Koina. It's not considered that you're saying it. No, Shemeya, that if you listen to him, your Yaitse with his Dibur. He is the one that's saying it. Just his Dibur helps for you also. So it's considered like you have the mitzvah, even though you didn't say any words. Therefore, even though you're in the middle of Shemon Esrei, and you're not allowed to talk out, it's not considered you're talking out though. Shemeya Koina just means I'm Yotze with his Dibur. If I listen to him and he's saying it, his Dibur helps for me. But not if Pshat is considered like I'm Mama saying it. That's the way Tosis learns. But Allah, it's like Rashi, is just considered I'm being Yotze with his Dibur, with his words. Therefore, I'm quiet. So even in the middle of Shemon Esrei, I'm allowed to be Shemeya Koina. So the boy named Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Shoma v'loy ono maho. What's going to be the locha by Hallel if you heard Hallel from the Shliach Tzibur and you didn't answer back anything? You didn't say Halleluka, you didn't say anything. What's the locha? Are you yotze the mitzvah Hallel or not? Is Omalhu, he answered back, Hachimo, the Chachomim, the Sefrai, Rashi says, that's the Melamde Tinoikis. Melamde Tinoikis, for Reshay Omar, the heads of the people, Udarshia, the Dashonim, Omru, they all said like this, Shoma v'loy ono, if somebody heard Hallel, and he did not say anything back, Yotze, you are Yotze. Because that's the klal, Shemei is Koina. The fact you hear it and you have in mind to listen to it, and the person that's saying it has in mind to be mitzvah you to say it for you, Shemei is Koina. You're Yotze with his Dibur. And itmanam yom Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, om Rabbi Shua ben Levi, mishum bakapora, minayin, how do we know this halacha? L'shemeya koina, how do we know such halacha? That the fact you just listened to it is considered like you're saying it. How do we know Shemeya is koina? Because the Pasuk says, the Pasuk really brought down wrong on the side it should be. Pasuk says, Kol divri ha-sefer ashekora should be Melech Yehuda. That's what the Pasuk says. His Kol divri ha-sefer ashekora Melech Yehuda. The kash is v'chi Yishayo koron, did Yishayo read it? V'aloi shofen koron. It was shofen that the one was reading it. Sakim, it says here, Melech Yehuda, and not Shofen. Tehsiv, Yikro Shofen, it says, Shofen read it. Lefnei Melech. Elamikan, Leshimei Koina. Here it's right that the one that heard it, the Melachim that heard it, it's also considered like they said it. Shimei is Koina. So in this Pasuk we see Shimei is Koina. Even though Shofen said it, still the Pasuk says, Melech Yehuda said it over. For the Gemara Nova, Dilma, boss of the Korona Shofen, Kori Yishayo. That's what it says, Melech Yehuda means Yishayo read it. Maybe talk after Shofen read it, Yishayo also read it afterwards. But maybe not the Pshat is Shemaya. The fact he heard it from Shofen, it's considered like he said it, maybe no. If he just heard it, maybe it's not considered like he said it. But maybe Imam Shaf have a Korea, and here he talk and read it, maybe. Somer of Acher by Yaakov, Loi Fakodaitev. No, that can't be Pshat in the Pasuk. The Yechsev of the Pasuk says, Yan Rach Levovicha, your heart became low, Vatikon Alefnei Hashem, Vishomacho. When you heard these dvorim, tzaddik is b'shomacho v'loy b'karacha. Mashma you Yishayo, you only heard it, but you did not read it. So the pasuk is mashma clearly that Yishayo Melech Yehuda did not read it; he only heard it. So how come the pasuk says he read it? Elamai, since he heard it from Shofan, the klal is shemei is koina. When you hear something, it's considered as if you said it over. Omar Rava says like this, Loilema inish Baruch Habo, a person should not stop, like in the middle of saying, Baruch Habo B'Shem Hashem, he shouldn't stop after Baruch Habo, stop, V'Hoda B'Shem Hashem, and then say B'Shem Hashem. In other words, any time you can say Hashem's name, either right before it or right after it, you should never stop. Because then it looks like the Miri says, as if you're saying the first words, then you're stopping, then like you're saying Hashem's name in vain. So whenever you come to say Hashem's name, the words before and the words afterwards, always say it together. As if to say, you're not saying Hashem's name in vain, but you're saying Hashem's name in the middle of tefillah. See, if we're also, Baruch Habo B'Shem Hashem should be said together. El Baruch Habo B'Shem Hashem Madodi. Say it together. So, Drashi L'Leim Inish, Mi Shein Achar Makroisoi. If somebody else is not saying it for you, L'Leim Baruch Habo, V'Yinan Shein B'Taim, and wait a little bit, V'Hoda B'Shem Hashem. Rashi says it. It looks like you'd be Meitzel Avatola. If you don't say Hashem's name right away, it looks like you're stopping, and now you're saying Hashem's name, Levatola.